It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farah. Thanks for joining us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a lighthearted Thanksgiving controversy over which holiday food best represents states like Wisconsin and Minnesota. We'll hear what's going on and hear your thoughts, too.
First, a new report last week highlighted some eye-opening statistics on Wisconsin's arrest rates of African Americans in the state.
According to the numbers, dozens of Wisconsin's largest police departments lock up more African Americans than people of other races. What's alarming some observers is that these arrest rates exceed the 3-to-1 disparity in Ferguson, Missouri.
Ariel Chung reported this story. She's a crime reporter for the Appleton Post Crescent and a member of Gannett Media's Wisconsin I Team. Ariel, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's start with the inclusion part of it. How did you decide which departments to include in the survey?
Well, our project was in connection with a USA Today National report, and their analysis mainly focused on police departments with at least 200 arrests over 2011 and 2012, and agencies with in a community with a black population of at least 500 people. So those were kind of the cutoff points, and then it also depended largely on which departments reported their arrest data to the FBI.
So how did the analysis work? How did you go about comparing the Wisconsin police departments that fit that first criteria?
USA Today provided us with the raw data from the FBI, and basically the way to kind of make those numbers more comparable, because we have, 61 departments in Wisconsin with a wide variety of populations, was to look at the arrest rates. So per 1,000 black residents or per 1,000 non-black residents, how many arrests were we seeing over that two-year period?
Now, what were some of the big takeaways? What did you find?
Well, both in Wisconsin and on a national level, while we had a lot of kind of chatter about Ferguson's 3-to-1 arrest disparity of black people, kind of the main takeaway was that is that's not uncommon, and that's not even the largest disparity we saw.
And what was the largest disparity?
In Wisconsin, it turned out Wauwatosa had the highest numbers, the largest disparities between the arrests. I think overall, a black person in Wauwatosa was about 30 times more likely to be arrested.
And you're saying that wasn't uncommon when you looked at the nation as a whole. Do you have a sense of how Wisconsin and maybe Wauwatosa compared to the rest of the country?
I think they were pretty much on par. It looked like of the, 3,000 or so departments that USA Today looked at, it was about half had similar or larger disparities. So we were pretty on par with the nation.
How do different areas of crime represent, say, when you looked at violent crime arrest versus something like drug use and manufacturing?
That was actually a big part of the story, because the police chief that I interviewed and a sociologist from the University of Wisconsin both mentioned that there are certain crimes that are more enforcement-driven. So instead of incidents like robbery or assault, where a victim is reporting their suspects' age and height and different statistics, enforcement-driven crimes are more police-based, and it just sort of depends on where the police are or whether they decide to arrest someone as opposed to giving them a ticket. And those are the crimes, like you said, like drug possession, OWI, the nonviolent crimes. And that was where the sociologist, Pamela Oliver, kind of said that might be where you can see more of a disparity that might be indicative of, something that needs examined.
Now, I know you spoke to the police about some of these disparities, too, in Wauwatosa and also in Appleton, which is another city that popped up on your list. What did they say about these numbers?
Well, I actually spoke with our interim chief here in Appleton, Chief James Lewis, who was also police chief in Green Bay for, 7 or 8 years. He worked in a Los Angeles suburb. He worked in New Haven, Connecticut. And he, like many officers I've spoken to on this issue, said that you can't consider an arrest disparity as indicative of a bias without looking at so many other factors. And that was something he really stressed, is police who are arresting people are at the end of a cycle. They're at the end of, you know, something like low education, low graduation rates, high unemployment. All those things play a factor into what he explained leads to an arrest.
And I believe he also said, you know, at least one of the philosophies is that if you stop, you make a drug arrest, you might stop a shooting down the road as well. So maybe it's not quite as clear cut as it may seem.
Yeah, and that was something that, you know, I really tried to keep in mind is that you can't just take this as a clear cut issue because there's so many socioeconomical factors in play.
Now, to take a look at Appleton, where you talked to the police officer there, what kind of numbers did you turn up in Appleton? Because this was another one that stood out.
In Appleton, which is where I am based, it looked like there was about a 10-to-1 ratio for black arrests over non-black arrests. And I also did the breakdown looking at by crime, because as Chief Lewis said, you really have to consider those factors. And I think one that really stood out to me was that for drug sale or manufacturing, a black person was 20 times more likely to face an arrest.
And in terms of communities with the lower disparities in Wisconsin, which ones were they?
Some of the lowest ones we had were Waupun, Stanley, Adams County, Racine County. And kind of one thing that we noticed a correlation with was that those were also communities with prison populations. And if someone's in prison or in jail, they're certainly not being arrested. So that could play a factor in those low numbers.
Now, I know that some of the police representatives you talked to also addressed this issue of bias and said that maybe it wasn't right to look at police because they try to be at least proactive in screening out applicants who demonstrate bias. How did that come into play?
That was definitely a large part of it. And something Chief Lewis really pointed out is that police, they're one of the very few jobs that try and weed out any potential bias before someone's even hired. They have psychology tests. They have, evaluations to see if there's a potential for a bias that could lead to problems. Something he also pointed out to me was that there's also a chance of an unconscious bias. And one thing that they're trying to bring into our area here in north central Wisconsin is having training to address that potential unconscious bias that people might not even realize is affecting them.
And finally, police leaders also said that it's another way to look at these arrest rates is to look at education in communities, health, opportunity gaps. How do you think that could affect arrest rates, or what would police suggest about that?
One thing that Chief Lewis brought up that really kind of hit home for me was mentioning that some school districts, Appleton is one of them, are trying to implement a 1-to-1 ratio for students and either laptops or iPads or different sort of devices that would give them access to technology that they might not have at home. And one thing he said is that evens the playing field. That makes it easier for these kids who might not have the best home situations, easier for them to graduate, easier for them to find employment, possibly in a technology-related field. And he said that in turn could, you know, lower arrests and lower crime. And he said if we don't address those things, then we're just kind of continuing this cycle.
Now, taken as a whole, what would you say these results tell you about race and arrest rates here in Wisconsin?
Both Ms. Oliver and Chief Lewis said, it's a very complex problem. We can look at this number and say there's a disparity. We can say, you know, there's an imbalance here. But the problem is it takes so much more to be able to say why. And so I guess kind of the goal with this story is to say there is a disparity here, and in some cases it's quite serious, but now we need to figure out why that is and what we can do as a society to address that.
Ariel, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure thing. Thank you.
That was Ariel Chung, a reporter with Gannett Wisconsin Media's iTeam, talking about racial disparities in Wisconsin's arrest rates.